Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 76. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. Mr. Layman, Mr. Laux, how are you?
We are good.
Good.
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Hedges.
Mr.
Wasn't there a group called Mr. Mister?
There is a group called Mr. Mister,
sure,
yes.
Yeah.
They're excellent.
You guys are good, though?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Yeah.
It's middle good. Of the week. Doing all right. Yeah. New job. How's the new job going, Sean?
Job's good. I'm being treated well. I'm getting a lot on my plate, and I'm handling a lot. But, yeah, I'm learning. I'm still. I walk and run and run in circles, basically. So.
Oh, well, that's what you do before we record.
Exactly. And in everyday life, right?
And
no, it's going well. And good. I appreciate the support of my new team and my new place of work. Porky Pig.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. You told me that
glad to say it.
You're only getting lost like once a day now? Instead
once
of
a day instead of three times a day.
That's an improvement.
Which was still down from 6 to 12 times a day. It's a big hospital. What can I say?
Do you have like a key fob you can push a button on and they'll come and rescue you?
I need it. I do. Sean's locked in the closet again.
Whose turn is to get Sean? All right, I'll go.
Even a student, God bless her soul, she's so sweet. She took me. She's like, I'm going downstairs. You want to come with me?
This isn't the cafeteria.
I do because I'm going to get lost if I don't come with you. So,
well, you know.
I need an escort everywhere I go.
Look at it as a victory, you know.
It
soon
is.
You'll
every day is a little better, yes.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to just like either go in really super early or stay later than your shift and just walk around. And so you get really familiar instead of trying to do it on the job. So.
I know. This is a good point.
Piece of paper and a crayon.
I know.
Draw a map.
Oh, no. You know what? Popcorn. Drop popcorn.
Breadcrumbs.
They wouldn't like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Probably not.
Isn't that what they did in the Brady Bunch?
The housekeepers wouldn't appreciate
it. Dropped popcorn, I think.
Yeah.
When they were, so they wouldn't get lost in the caves. Peter and Bobby or whoever. Well, that's good. I'm glad the job's going good, you know.
I'm glad, too.
Yeah. Nate, what's going on with you?
Living the dream up in Kokomo.
Still up in Kokomo.
Yeah, I'll be up there for a while.
That's where he wants to go. To get away from it all.
That's where he wants to go.
Yeah.
He's like, maybe.
So, yeah. Yeah. They love me up there.
They must. You've been going up there a long time.
I was gonna say, how long have you been up there? You've been up there for a while.
A little over a year.
I was born, I wasn't born there, but I was raised there, and I lived there till 19, and you've still been there more times than I've ever been there.
Man, that's but work's going good.
So, oh, yeah.
That's good.
They love me.
Yeah, nice.
That's his story, and he's sticking to it. Love, 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 love.
Love, love, love. I think there's some songs that incorporate love. I don't know what they are.
There might be.
I don't know. Something
rhymes
like that.
With Beatles. don't give me that look. The Beatles.
The Volkswagen Beatles?
Not that kind of Beatle, no.
Yeah. My wife got her moonroof shattered.
I saw that. But I saw the pictures. Yeah. We hadn't talked about that yet, have we? Oh, my gosh.
No.
That's awful.
She's taking my daughter to the hospital. I'm sorry. Not the hospital. To the...
Here, her wife's like,
I'm
what?
Talking about hospital. That's why.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Just a doctor's appointment. And they were turning off of the interstate, turning left onto a major road. And there's no overpass. I mean, there's nothing. You know,
yeah.
All of a sudden, boom. They feel this. I mean, they said they about jumped out of their skin. She just about... 2 minutes down the road from the parking lot. So she parked and she slid her sunshade across and
it was
saw the hole in glass. Yeah, so she closed it. So luckily no glass got inside the
van.
That's good. They didn't get hit. They didn't get hurt. No other damage to the van. Just that we got a new moonroof coming. But I said, you're lucky. I said, because whatever did hit it, I said, that could have come through the windshield.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
If you would have had it opened, it could have hit you in the head or Olivia or something. You
could
know,
have been
or
worse.
The glass just could have just fallen all over you guys. she talked to the guy at the collision center because she thought, because they were cleaning out the glass and then they were, you know, did their estimate and all that. She said, did you ever find anything that we didn't see that might have caused that? And he said, no, there isn't anything. And so we're thinking, gosh, what, you know, what could have been bounced off or whatever? He said that he has seen in the last 6 months some Hondas, I don't know if it's the vans or just Hondas period, have had their sunroofs or moonroofs shatter.
Huh.
Just
must be a defect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
So I think that's might have happened.
Could have been what happened.
Oh, yeah. Boy. But anyway, they were fine. Exactly. I was just like, oh,
still
goodness.
Could have been worse. So
yeah, so it's in the collision center. But other than that, this week's been pretty good. Actually, I had a good, real good day today. I felt good. I wasn't as tired or sleepy. Yeah, and I worked out last night.
Good.
I didn't work out at all. Remember, I think I posted on Facebook that I took melatonin. I worked out. Nice good shower. And that, man, I was out. Didn't have that last week.
Yeah.
And I was struggling big time. And it affects me mentally, mm-hmm. you know, and just,
why you call me up and scream at me until I'm in tears?
No, I just felt like doing
here,
it.
I was going to say that. That's just
that was on my good night.
Sean, no, that was my good day.
Sean, that's when I felt good. You know, Nate was next, but then I fell asleep.
thank goodness.
No, but like last night I got home at a decent time. I got to see the kids before they went to bed and I had a good workout and then. Yeah, good showers. So
I work out.
I thought he was going to say, tell me more about the shower.
Yeah.
Hey, what happened in the shower?
Let's not.
I washed my hair and I soapied up and got out. That's all about. Yeah. So no, I just. Man,
do you ever soap up and slide across the floor?
No.
Let's hope not.
I have.
I hate to admit it, but I have before. Well, like you're trying to get something out, you know, and then you're like, oh, I could do this. And then you're like, oh my God, I almost died.
I did it at my parents' house when I used to live with them. I always volunteered to mop the kitchen. And at that time, we had linoleum floor in there. It's tile now, but I'd always do it after I got home from school. Mom would still be at work. And I'd put soapy water, and I'd run and slide all the way through.
You did
it
on purpose, yeah. You're the kitchen surfer.
I'm seeing younger Nate do it. I'm seeing you now, actually. Uh-huh.
He's got hair, doesn't he, when you picture him?
Yeah, I had hair then.
You were, yeah. No, I haven't done that, no. But I had a good day. Just a good day. It's for recording.
I can tell you're glowing over there.
I am like glowing. I'm not pregnant.
It's not just the show glow.
It's not
the show glow. I can't remember. Did we say that one time?
So glow. That's what you wanted to say, right?
I did.
Great movie, by the way. Mm. Coming
and
to America.
Gold.
Oh, the creepies are in for it, I think, on this episode. Uh-huh. If you can't tell, we're excited to be here. So,
we are.
And we are glad that you are listening to us. Really Hopefully. Glad, really appreciative.
This might be falling
wait a minute.
On deaf ears.
Hold on, wait.
Crickets.
Right. Hello? Are you there?
Hello?
Hey,
is
don't
this,
go anywhere.
This thing nope. on? Yeah.
Don't you hit that stop button. Moving on to the next podcast. You know, we're glad that you are here. We're excited to be recording Wednesday, getting through that
That's
week.
Right. In rare form.
So, yeah. And it's actually a cooler day today. It wasn't 97. Yes. It was like 81.
That is correct.
That was
nice.
Real nice. So... So Sean, I'm going to let you talk about the first announcements.
You want me to talk about the first announcements?
I want you to give the first announcement.
I'll do it. Just because you want me to.
All right.
Most important thing that we do here, obviously, we've talked about this many times. This is guy time. This
get
is
paid.
Fun. We get paid a lot. Let's see a lot.
I mean.
It's astronomical.
I can't even tell you.
How many zeros there are. But beyond all that, and we love having you guys here, but we want to create a community for mental health. That is one of the most important things, the most important things. So while doing that, we always want to give out the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Hotline first, and it is 1-800-662-4357. And the Veterans Suicide and Bullying Hotline is 1-800-273-8255. Another way to contact with anyone who needs help with suicide or mental health crises or whatever, however you say that, is to call or text 988 and you'll get the help that you need. You can also visit stopbullying.gov. Are you okay over there?
As I nail my ear.
This is important information. You stop making noise over there. Visit stopbullying.gov for another way to get help with bullying, because that's something that's very important with mental health around there.
Is that bullying
around there,
or
around
bowling?
Here? Around here, around there. Bullying, not bowling. We have nothing against bowling.
No.
Not a thing.
No. No. We want our creepies to be taking care of themselves.
That's right.
Don't we?
Guilty. So,
huh?
Healthy.
He's going to yawn.
Okay, are we
body mind. We are keeping him up.
He loses
it. I am tired.
Healthy.
We should have recorded.
Healthy body mind.
Apart.
I think we are. Well, we're middle Asian creeped out, right?
Middle Asian falling apart.
That's
falling
right.
apart.
That's,
hey, that just my arm.
Kind
fell
of
on the floor.
It's kind of a true story. Yeah. Well, yeah. We want our creepies up. We want them to do what is needed, because there's a lot of crazy stuff going on around. Stressful times and yeah. So
monkeypox.
Let's not get that.
I had chicken pox. I think I was 4 or 5. That wasn't fun. No, but no monkeypox. Yeah, so thank you, Sean, for that.
You're most welcome.
I have a few little things to say.
A few. I saw the list.
Ooh. What a list. This is why I make a lot of zero.
Boom.
Just saying. Okay. Guess what time it is?
Not stat time.
No.
Spaghetti time.
And it's not howdy doody time.
It's not howdy doody time.
It's spaghetti time.
It's Todd's dad joke of the show.
Yay. Fast forward.
What's the sound of one hand clapping?
And that's me clapping to my own segment. Yeah. If you can't clap your own segment, what can't you know?
And the crowd.
Listen to the crowd.
The crowd goes silent.
Oh, yeah. It's like, and then they're, wait a minute, where are you going? Okay. Are you ready, creepies? Are you ready, Nate and Sean?
I'm mentally prepared.
Are you guys sitting down?
We are sitting
down.
Do
we need to stand up?
You can.
Lie down. How about lie down? I can lie down.
Okay, here we go. What do you call it when a group of apes start a company? Monkey business.
Monkey pox, baby.
That is monkey business.
You were setting that up, weren't you?
All that came to my mind was Grape Ape. I don't know why.
Grape Ape.
So there you go. When an ape starts a business, or a company called Monkey Business. There you go.
I'm picturing the ape hanger, you know, the monkey, the bars, the motorcycles.
Oh, yeah.
We were at, I think it was 4th of July, and somebody drove by with one of those, and they were like, what the heck is that? And they're like, those are ape hangers. You don't see those very often, but when you do, they look
I don't know how they do that.
They look like a lot of fun, but
they swear they're comfortable.
No way. There's no way.
I feel like your arms would go numb.
Yeah.
I don't believe them. They're lying. I'm saying it right now. It's official.
They look cool.
Yeah, they do, but no way. No. So anyway, there you go. That was Todd's dad joke of the show. And then I have a few little shout outs.
A few.
What?
Six.
Four.
Six or
7. 62. No. Some friends of ours that do a...
66 times.
six times? I like that. That's my wife's favorite scene. I think in all of the movies she's seen, I think she says, six times? 66. Wow. The poor guy. We have a few of our podcast friends, and I want to mention their podcast. We first have Fireside Paranormal.
Yay.
And our friend Jordan Klein.
Real clapping now.
Yay.
We're all going to clap.
Clap.
Yeah.
Yay.
Go listen. Check that out. I assume he's on all the platforms. Mm-hmm. He's on Facebook and Instagram and I think TikTok. Not sure about Twitter. Is he on Twitter? Do you know?
I'm not.
Oh, he is. He is on Twitter.
I believe so.
I've seen him. So go check out Jordan's. He is a great interviewer, mm-hmm. and he has some really good guests.
Shout out, Jordan.
So, again, Fireside Paranormal Podcast. And when you listen, give him a rating.
And of course, yeah.
Give all these podcasters a rating and review. Better be a 5-star, or we will send Nate after
Nate.
You.
Nate.
And
why me?
Huh?
I just want to go to bed.
Okay, well.
After some night time, you can go take care of business.
Monkey business. I have to do it?
Monkey business.
That's why you make the big money, Nate. Oh. Okay. Anyway, you didn't read the fine print.
Yeah, I didn't see the enforcer
frying,
part.
The fine print.
It said editing and sound, and then real small print, beat people up. If they so, and then
the hired hand.
That's right. And then we want to give a shout-out to our friend Kristen Amanda, who we had on our show too long ago.
Yeah.
Her podcast is called Paranorm Girl Pod.
It's awesome.
It is awesome. She does a great
She's
job
awesome.
Interviewing and talking about all things paranormal.
Very professional.
Next are our friends Brett and Carl, and they are the Evil Never Dies podcast. Please go give them a listen because you will learn a lot about heavy metal, and horror movies. They know their stuff.
Brett and Carl, we love you. I'm
heavy
sorry.
Heavy metal noise.
We may be stage five clingers to you guys. Sorry.
No, I mean, you know.
It's a true story.
That's right. Yeah, we love those guys at Evil Never Dies. Yeah, so give them a listen.
Awesome.
And last but not least is our friend Tim Mullins of the Hillbilly Horror House
podcast. We also love Tim.
And that is
we love them all. We love all four, but
I want to make sure that's Horror House, not
horror.
Yeah, Hillbilly Horror House.
No interviews.
Yeah,
yeah. And he does.
No ladies in the night there.
That's right. No, he does a great job, and he has some really good voice actors. So
yes, he does.
Yeah. So I think he writes his own stories, and so check those.
He puts a lot of work into his as well. I mean, a lot.
Yes,
I've heard of the hours he puts in, and it's crazy, but it's a masterpiece when he's done.
He was actually on him and two or three of his voice actors. They were on Evil Never Dies, and it was really good. Cool. And the hours he was talking about, Brett was like, "Oh my god, like how do you do it?" Like, and he works, you know, he has a full time job and wife and kids and grandkids. So yeah, they all do a great job. So give those four friends of ours a listen, and. What'd we say? A rating and a review.
Oh, I thought you were going to say go get you some.
Or Nate will come after you and beat you up. So, other than that, we don't want to
still go get you some.
We're not
right?
trying to... Wait a minute. What's that number again, Sean?
Yeah, I need to go back. Let's go back.
So, that's all I got. Sean.
Yes?
Tell our creepies what we're going to talk about for episode 76.
We are going to talk about the lost colony of Roanoke.
Mm.
And this is my idea, although this has been something that we've thrown around. I think the very first Tuesday Terror, I told a brief story about the lost colony of Roanoke, and you're like,
"You did,
yeah." And you're like, "That's one I want to talk about." So I think I might have stolen this from you inadvertently back in the day. So
okay, well, I'm going to change that to
exactly. This is Todd's pick
slash Todd. No. So anyway, yeah,
it's a joint effort. So the lost colony of Roanoke. So we'll set a little foundation. Don't want to go too deep into it because we have a lot of different things. This is really crazy. This is awesome. This is historical. This is so many different things. This is unexplained, mysterious.
To this day.
So, of course, we're not going to figure anything out, but we will try to at least get some interest here. If you've never heard it, most people probably heard of this. If you haven't, hold on to your seats because it's a wild, bumpy ride.
Okay. Hold on. I know what happened, but I'm not going to say.
Oh, come on. You got to tell us. Ring, ring.
Nope.
Tell us everything you know. Dang it, Nate.
Lips are zipped.
Loose lips sink ships and colonies.
Snitches get stitches. I don't want stitches.
For the Roanokers.
Did you know when witches fall off their brooms, they get stitches?
Oh,
witches get stitches, too.
That's funny.
That should have been my dad joke.
Actually, I like that one a little bit, but only a little bit better. Not too much better.
And I came up with it. See, it's better than...
It's good.
All right, go ahead.
Never give your wife... a broom and tell her you need to go to the grocery store.
Oh.
It's not good.
Not good.
You tried this one before?
Oh, is that the lump on your head?
What's wrong with you, Nate?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's not funny. But
No, Rachel, that was again, Sean.
The establishment. So okay. The establishment of the Roanoke colony was an attempt by Sir Walter Raleigh, which we know him well, right? To found the first permanent English settlement in North America, the English, led by Sir Humphrey Gilbert, had claimed St. John's, Newfoundland, in 1583 as the first English territory in North America at the royal prerogative of Queen Elizabeth I. The first Roanoke colony was founded by Governor Ralph Lane, which sounds like he would have a clothing store,
yeah.
Clothing line, in 1585 on Roanoke Island in now what is now Dare County, North Carolina.
Mm.
Shout out to North Carolina, right? United States, just in case you didn't know where we were located
here. Oh, I thought that was North Carolina, Italy.
Right.
Or
hey,
what
did you got the wrong
Dare County, France.
There's nothing wrong with the Italians, eh?
Well, I was in Las Vegas.
There were some Spaniards running around.
We love our Italians. They don't listen to us, but they were.
Sweet Caroline.
Following the failure.
Carolina.
Following the failure of 1585 settlement, a second expedition led by John White landed on the same island in 1587 and set up another colony, or settlement, sorry, that became known as the Lost Colony due to the subsequent unexplained disappearance of its population. Oops, lost an entire colony. So they were trying.
Where'd
to
go?
They gave them 7 years, and in 7 years, if they could set up a colony, then they were that settlement was allowed to flourish. if they couldn't do it, then it was going to, somebody else would get the opportunity. Mm. So that was the second attempt at a colonization. And the Spaniards, or the Spain, was not too far. Spain was going full bore, taking over land and going south. So they were in the neighborhood. There was plenty of Native Americans in the neighborhood. So it was a busy little place, but.
So they went there in 1587, right?
Yes.
And so he said, hey, I got to go back to England?
Yes.
And he was gone for supplies.
Mm-hmm. Left his family.
Right, which took 3 years to get back, yeah, to go and then come back, and then 1590. Hey, where's everybody at?
Right.
Are you guys hiding?
John and Walter Wright. Right?
Yeah, left his family. Can you imagine, though?
The settlement was fortified but abandoned.
So these two investigators, they're into the, like, what we do, the paranormal,
right?
Unexplained, a lot of unexplained, and they were saying, like, can you imagine, like, you know, they've got some really good humor as they're telling a true story. He was saying, like, you know, if we forget something, you know, you drive down the road, get whatever you need, you know, if you have a cookout or something, you're like, oh shoot, I forgot to get. Doesn't take 3 years. So can you imagine, yeah, like, hey, see you in 3 years. Let me get our supplies for you.
And dang it, I forgot the souffle. Yeah,
seriously. Oh, man. Yeah. Forgot
I'll
the blanket.
Right back.
Forgot the blankets. I'm like, oh, great. You know? Shoot.
I met Sir Walter Raleigh, by the way. But it was funny because
what'd you say?
John, I started to say, I was mixing Raleigh and White, and I said right. I don't know. I was getting. I had a minor.
That shows you how much
minor,
really
minor cognitive blurb over
you
here.
You got a stroke too.
His brain went.
Exactly. Probably. Well, it does that all the time.
His brain went missing for 3 minutes.
I think it's funny.
Lost
because
colony.
It's not funny, but it's funny. But John White, they say, you know, it's like he left his family there, right?
Yeah,
for 3 years, and then
his baby,
Virginia Dare.
Virginia Dare was
right?
The first born, yeah.
In the colonies, right?
Sure.
In the mm-hmm. Americas. Mm-hmm. So the first English baby. Right?
Don't go that disappearing on me.
But they did. They said, dude, the dude must not have cared about his family. You know, like, and he wasn't, I'm sure it took, you know, it's probably treacherous and he got stuck there for a while. But it's like, are you serious? Is that, I mean, you know, it's hostile territory. I don't know. It's all very strange. Maybe it's a mafia
don't
setup.
Don't go dying on me.
It was an ancient mafia.
You think
setup.
It's a mafia?
I smell that mafia.
That Al Capone. He's going
a
back.
Tricky devil.
So this story, I had heard a little bit before you had done that Tuesday Terror. So yeah. I did know of it, but obviously I didn't get into a lot of the details. So I learned a lot, obviously, doing research for our episode tonight. And wow. Some very interesting theories, and it's all over the place. So, and what'd you say? It's North Carolina. Yeah, I was thinking Virginia.
Yeah.
So it was, yeah. Do you want to get into any, like, start getting into the theories, or is there something you wanted to
not
mention before?
I mean, Sir Francis Drake comes into all this, which is mm-hmm. funny. He comes in and out of our stories all the time. But it does. It gets very complicated, excuse me, about how they tried to, and we could get in. The history would take a long time to kind of siphon through, so we won't do that completely. But I think it's interesting that when they returned, they couldn't find any. There was nothing. Ships were gone. Houses were, I mean, nobody was there. There was no food. There was nothing, right?
And Sean, how many people were? Went like 114,
112 to 121.
There you go. Okay. And I kept saying 117. So
yeah,
that's
we're not talking like 10 people.
No. So this is
100.
A lot of people that have to stay alive. It's a colony, right? Yeah. They came back and they're gone. So on the tree, the only thing they could find was a cryptic word, Croatoan. And then there was another three letters that was CRO. So just it's like they were trying to write it again.
Right.
But they say like.
So what was the toe? Or what was the crow towing?
What was the crow? I don't know what the crow was towing, but they say that was a.
Or was it the toe crowing?
That was.
It might have been.
they
confused.
They didn't know how to spell the toe crowing, but it's too difficult. The Croatoan is just, there's an island nearby.
Right.
It was the Croatoan island or whatever, Croatoa or whatever.
So the crow was towing an island?
Yeah, apparently, yes.
That is a
You're making
big
this way
crow.
More complicated. But so they think
you're
that,
telling me.
They think it was like, okay, so if you're going to say, if you left a note that for your wife that said, gone for milk, you mm-hmm. wouldn't just write milk on the paper,
correct.
Right? It's so if they're on a tree and they're like, gone to Croatoa or whatever, Croatoan or Croatoa or whatever it was called, they wouldn't just write Croatoan.
Right.
So,
died.
And if they were under a lot of distress, they said, you know, say if they were being attacked, like one of the theories got attacked, killed, you know,
those,
it's
yeah.
like, hold on, wait, before you kill me, I need to finish this word. And then, you know, well, I got one of them done, and then I only got three letters in. So it is strange, but you think, well, if they had enough time to write at least a quick word and then part of another one.
You would think they could have gotten a little bit, yeah, right.
A little more in detail.
Yeah, yeah. Milk.
Yeah, milk. Gun for milk.
Batteries. Okay. Yeah. Light bulb. So I have, let's get into the theories because I love this part of it.
Okay.
So the first theory I have is that people think that the colonists were absorbed into the local Indian population or just captured.
Assimilated, right?
Yeah, and used as slaves.
Mm. Which is very, very plausible.
Right. I can buy
and
that.
And they would probably give them time. Yeah, go ahead and write your little word in there. Go ahead. That's fine.
Yeah, right. I think of all the theories, because there's some wacky ones, you know, like, okay.
Oh, we got some.
But I mean, but they, I guess you have to kind of mention everything that could have happened from the normal to the paranormal. What do you think about the...
I love the paranormal one.
Yeah. What do you think about like the colonists getting kind of... Yeah, captured, used as slaves.
I think that's
or
very
just
possible.
Kind of integrated
I think that's
into
very possible. Again, but why would they carve the island's name in a tree? I still doesn't make sense, but I think that's more likely. Now, they say that what they would, you'd have to have like DNA samples to see, you know, how much some of these, it would be very hard to track that now. But back then it would have been
over
like
400 years ago.
Yeah. So, you know, is that in people's blood, you know, that mix mm-hmm. of the English and the Native Americans?
Right.
It's hard to tell because
right.
a lot of us have Native American sure. in us. But they say that would have been one way to figure that out, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
There is also ideas that, which, but I do. I think that's a pretty good... Hypothesis.
Well, they said that there's documents that four men that came from the Roanoke living among the Iroquois tribe.
Right.
So.
And that happened. I mean, this did happen. This
sure,
happened
right.
in other tribes and other parts,
yeah.
you know, throughout history. So this is, that's not, assimilation is not a new thought. So that's why I think very likely. They still haven't been able to conclusively say that, though. So that's what makes it so weird that they can't figure that out. Investigations by Jamestown colonists produced reports that the Roanoke settlers had been massacred, as well as stories with people of European features in Native American villages, like you said, but no hard evidence has ever been produced. It says interest in the matter fell into a decline by 1834 when George Bancroft published his account of the events in A History of the United States. Bancroft's description of the colonists, particularly White's infant granddaughter, Virginia Dare, cast them as foundational figures in American culture and captured the public imagination. Despite there being a renewed interest, modern research had failed to find archaeological evidence to explain the disappearance of the colonists. So it remained and still remains a mystery.
Yeah, this Croatoan, I think, because that is literally the only hint that they, I mean, there's nothing else. Like
nothing.
You said, there was nothing.
Which
they
is
found,
crazy.
Nothing they could trace, nothing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing in disarray, nothing burned, nothing, you know, no yeah. blood.
Right. I see there are reports of encounters with pale-skinned, blonde-haired people among the various Native American tribes. They occurred as early as 1607.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think there'd be, like, yeah, they'd find a mass grave if they
right.
were massacred.
I mean,
bones.
They found nothing.
They're starving
right.
and having trouble surviving, and then the Indians... took them in to help them, or
right.
say, hey,
they said they did have, I think, good relations
yeah.
with one of the tribes.
One of the tribe. Well, one of them had, and they even took over a couple of the American Indians to England, and then they say over time those relationships kind of soured. But then there were obviously other tribes that was not in good relationships with. The Spanish also could have said, dude, we're taking over. This is our side of the town, you know. And so the Spanish could have been involved with that, mm-hmm. or the Spanish using their influence over Indians potentially. That's interesting. Yeah, you were talking about if they were starving. That's another theory. Did mm-hmm. they, you know, start? Were they cannibalistic? Or cannibalistic until, you know, they were
assimilated? Well, I read a thing that they assimilated. Haven't found. They haven't found any, like, deceased mm-mm. bodies anywhere.
No, exactly. So you would think something. I mean, even with that theory, there still should be some kind of remnants or
historical. Well, they said they could have checked the bones in the ocean, but.
True.
Probably could have washed back. You know?
Yeah, I imagine you'd find something somewhere at some time.
Yeah, over that period, you know, over 400 years. I want to read this about the Croatoan. It's going to start out as what we've already kind of talked about. But I found this, as I'm going to use Sean's word, fascinating.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I stole it.
No,
right.
Don't be sorry.
No, I'm just trying to get more zeros on my... be glad. Don't be sorry. Be glad. Okay. We said that the word Croatoan and crow were the only two hints at maybe what happened. Okay, so it also says that the word Croatoan is also connected with other mysterious happenings over the centuries, which I was very, very fascinated when I heard or read this, each one more puzzling than the last. So it said right before Edgar Allan Poe disappeared for a short time, when he was seen again, he was delirious. In his final state of delirium before his death, allegedly one of his last words he said was Croatoan. Mm-hmm. Poe's official cause of death is unknown to this day. And it's too bad his medical records and death certificate are lost, so we will never know what happened to Mr. Poe. It also said that the word has also appeared at several other famous disappearances in the 19th and 20th centuries. Have you guys heard of Black Bart?
Uh-huh.
So in 1888, the stagecoach Robert Black Bart carved the word into the wall of his cell before he was released from prison. He was never seen or heard from again. It was found in Amelia Earhart's journal.
That's
after she disappeared in 1937. And then the last bed that horror writer Ambrose Bierce slept in before he disappeared in Mexico in 1913, had the word Croatoan carved into one of the posts. In 1921, Croatoan was written on the last page of the logbook of the ship Carol A. Deering, when it crashed on Cape Hatteras near Croatoan Island. The ship was missing its entire crew. What is up with the Croatoan?
Yeah,
Do not write Croatoan down.
Don't.
Don't carve that into the bottom of the table.
Hey, we're Todd, Sean, and Ego. It says Croatoan.
This is saying that the colonists merged with the Croatoan people. They were never lost. It was made up. The mystery is over.
Hmm. Okay. Well, we did figure it out then.
Well, Nate, you going to take us out? Not so fast.
I mean, that seems to be the most logical, but there's a lot of weird stuff, too, that could possibly mm-hmm. take you down a different avenue.
Yeah. Croatoan has...
I did find
again.
Yeah, that Croatoan thing is pretty wild. I didn't know it was on like Amelia Earhart and
Poe. That's why I loved. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
I actually listened
fantastic.
To a podcast. It was kind of like what we do, like a little mini, mm-hmm. short 20-minute. He was part of the episode Black Bart. They didn't mention anything about the Croatoan. So until I researched this, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just heard about that guy, but they didn't say. Yeah. They said he was. They never found him, but they didn't reference the Croatoan word. Huh. So I'm like, ooh, okay, that's cool. Yeah.
I think it's interesting. I mean, you find anything from alien, like the earliest, one of the most earliest alien abduction, accounts is what some people say. Mm-hmm. Attacked. There could have been wild animals that attacked them. But again, no signs. Exactly. That's a lot.
I mean, say 120 or 100, you know.
Bigfoot could come into this discussion. Interdimensional beings, this is a possibility. Hey, it's always a possibility, right?
I'm sure.
Sure. I like how this calls it. It is the Area 51 of colonial history, according to Adrian Masters, a historian of University of Texas.
Right.
It says, without evidence of the lost colonies' relocation or destruction, speculation about their fate has endured since the 1590s. The matter has developed a reputation among academics for attracting obsession and sensationalism with little scholastic benefit. Conjecture about the lost colonists typically begins with the known facts about the case. When White returned to the colony in 1590, there was no sign of a battle or withdrawal under duress, although the site was fortified. There were no human remains or graves reported in the area, suggesting that everyone was alive when they left. The Croatoan message is consistent with an agreement with White to indicate where to look for them, suggesting they expected White to look for them and wanted to be found. They were not found on that island.
Right.
And they said if there was a distress word, they had another word, and I don't remember the word off the top of my head.
Help.
Something like help. but they had a term or a word that would have been used for distress, and it was not Croatoan.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting, too.
And they would have had time to write that just as easy as they would
exactly,
have.
Exactly, or something.
They were talking, you know, I think you mentioned, Sean, or mate, which one mentioned cannibalism? Or I think maybe.
We kind of both did.
Yeah. So they were saying, with the bones, they said, you know, if that was the case, if that was what happened, they could have easily grinded up the bones. And a lot of the Native Americans back then used them as, or could have used them as, like a remedy for, you know, medical purposes.
Yeah.
So that's a possibility of why there were no bones found. So obviously, cannibalism, you know, I don't know.
I think this one's also interesting, and this one's also plausible. The colonists could have decided to rescue themselves by sailing for England in the Piake left behind in the 1587 expedition. If such an effort was made, the ship could have been lost with all hands at sea, accounting for the absence of both the ship and any trace of the colonists. It is plausible that the colony, including sailors, qualified to attempt the return voyage. Little is known about the, I'm not saying it right, I'm sure, Pananse, but ships of its size were capable of making the trip, although they typically did not sew along, or they did sew along other vessels. The colonists may have feared that a standard route across the Atlantic Ocean with a stop in the Caribbean would risk a Spanish attack. But nevertheless, it is feasible that they could have made that attempt. That's pretty wild.
One researcher I was listening to or watching a video, he said that the ships or ship that would have, maybe if they tried to use
carried
one,
them all.
Couldn't have, mm-mm.
Yeah. That's, I was going to bring that up too. The same.
They were trying to look at it from
that's
every
the
angle.
Only, yeah. So that doesn't quite hold. It makes some sense, but it doesn't hold water. That would not explain all of them being gone.
Right. Again, we're not talking 5 to 10 people. We're talking over 100. That's a lot of bodies to try to haul, and then it's a lot of bodies that we don't know what happened. Disease is another one,
right?
You know,
again, there would be, you would think there would be some kind of mass grave or bodies somewhere.
Yeah, it's because it said the Roanoke colonists could have encountered a new world disease that they had no immunity to fight. Theory goes that the colonists could have caught a good old-fashioned plague that presented with symptoms of delirium, paranoia or madness. Considering the reports from Native American tribes in the area of internal warfare in the Roanoke settlement before everyone disappeared, this seems like a viable theory. But again, if you're going to die of some type of disease or plague, if you die, you got to have something left behind. I mean,
right.
I don't know. It's.
Yeah, and it's possible.
Everything they come up with is.
Yeah, and it's possible that they were suffering and the Indians felt sorry for them and took them in and assimilated with them or buried them, right? It's all that could have been possible.
Sure.
There's a conspiracy against Sir Walter Raleigh. Anthropologist Lee Miller proposed a theory that Sir Francis Walsingham, Simon Fernandez, Edward Stratford, and others participated in a conspiracy to maroon the 1587 colonists at Roanoke. The purpose of this plot, she argued, was to undermine Walter Raleigh, whose activities supposedly interfered with Walsingham's covert machinations to make England a Protestant world power at the expense of Spain and other Catholic nations. This conspiracy would have impeded Raleigh and White from dispatching a relief mission until Walsingham's death in 1590. Miller also suggested that the colonists may have been separatists seeking refuge in America from religious persecution in England. Raleigh expressed sympathy for the separatists, while Wallingham considered them a threat to be eliminated. So there could have been some...
kind of left them on purpose.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that, which sounds awful, but that's also very possible.
Yeah. He was, and yeah, gone for 3 years. I mean, you know, he was kind of, I think they said it had some excuse, like it should not have taken 3 years. And so he was possibly, he came up with the idea, oh, I had to go this way. I had to, you know, take a different route, or this happened. It delayed my voyage to and from. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's sad to think that
theory goes on.
Makes sense.
It's a little deeper, but it's not. It's kind of interesting to mention. So, according to her, to Miller, the colonists split up with a small group relocating to Croatoan, while the main body sought shelter with the Kawanaki, the Indians. The colonists, however, would have quickly spread European diseases amongst their hosts, disseminating the Kawanaki, and thereby de-establishing the balance of power in the region. From there, Miller reasoned that the Kawanaki, I'm not sure I'm saying that word, were attacked, with the survivors taken captive by the Mandoag, a powerful nation to the west that Jamestown colonists only knew from the vague accounts of their neighbors. She concluded that the Mandoag were the Inno who traded the captured surviving lost colonists as slaves, dispersing them throughout the region. So that could be a way that get them out of there,
mm-hmm.
and they would be spread all over the place. That theory has been challenged based on Wallingham's considerable financial support of Raleigh's expedition. So that people are saying that didn't make any sense. And the willingness of Fernandez to bring John White back to England instead of abandoning him with the other colonists. So some of the stuff doesn't quite hold water.
It seems like every theory starts out great.
And yeah.
You're like,
nope.
Oh, this has to be it. Or this is a really good idea. And then
like, not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's why, so it's still not determined.
And what year is it? 2022. Wow. 1590. That's a long time. What about witches? They even bring witchcraft into it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And they're talking about the Dare family or whatever, being, having some kind of a covenant, or, selling their soul or whatever, being witches and taking down the entire colony through witchcraft. Spells, like I said, being in league with the devil. That goes pretty deep. And again, we're in that era where maybe it's a possibility. I don't figure that's probably a very strong.
Well, they have two theories, they said, involving this witchcraft.
Go for it.
Says the Croatoan either executed the colonists as witches, or the colonists were the victims of witches,
right,
who live in the North Carolina woods. Croatians believe in witches and witchcraft. Their definition of witches was people who used black magic to commit evil acts in everyday life. While there is no evidence that the Croatoan executed witches or that the Croatoan accused the people of Roanoke of witchcraft, they were known for condemning dangerous outsiders. They easily could have blamed the people of Roanoke for spreading diseases to which the Croatoan had no immunity. Says the Croatians, is it Croatians? Croatians, and other Native American tribes tell legends.
Croatoans, maybe.
Well, no, it's spelled Croatians,
right?
Does that make sense? But anyway, it says, and other Native Americans tribes tell legends of witches who live in the North Carolina woods who used black magic to hurt other people. There is a story that the people of Roanoke became the victims of these witches when they left the island, and that is why they were never heard from again. So there you go. Now you got witchcraft.
That's wild. There are they.
I'm sold. No.
They found. You guys looked at. Did you look into the Dare Stones?
I did not. Nate, did you?
Yeah, I've read a little bit about
it. Did you read a little bit? Do you want to share anything about that?
That someone, they believe them to be fraudulent.
Is that where you want to leave it?
No. You can.
I do
I
know
can
about
pick up
that's more than I even.
That's right.
You can go further on them.
The Dare Stones are a series of 48 rocks chiseled with messages purporting to be those of the survivors of the famous lost colony of Roanoke, gone missing between 1587 and 1590. The rocks discovered over a period from 1937 to 1940 tell a dramatic tale. Now, on one side of one of the stones, now there are several stones, you're right.
Yeah.
And it was found, the source of all of these stones were found to be one gentleman who was hoaxing.
Mm-hmm.
However, at least what I saw was there was one that looked legitimate, And it's the one on one side of the stone. There's an inscription written by Eleanor, or supposedly, saying her husband and child had passed away, urging the finder of the stone to recount the story to her father. On the back, she says that all but seven of the colonists had been killed by Native Americans. Mm. It was signed EWD. Right. So she's Eleanor Dare.
Right.
So there's theories, all kind of theories. They're all fake. That one, at least historically speaking, they've never been able to prove that this is truly connected. But they're like, it could be. But it is sad that they're like, oh my gosh, there's all these stones, and this could really link us to it. Yeah. And it was, they realized, the gentleman was like, oh, there's money to be made here. So he's making these dang things. So that to me is pretty disheartening. But
yeah,
money talks, right? And BS walks.
Yeah, no kidding. Right. Somebody's going to make money off of it.
So that's a little bit of, like I said, I'm not a expert on the the Dare Stones, but I think they're fascinating. And I think
you don't dare to.
I don't dare to figure out.
Right.
Dare you.
I dare you.
I double dare you.
But yeah, there's forgery is definitely a thing with those things, with them, all of them, to be fair.
Right. What about supernatural or religious explanations? You think that's a possibility? You've thrown everything else out there.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. It's like,
well,
dinosaurs got, no, they were dead. No.
Yeah. I mean, I talked about
killer ants. No?
Interdimensional beings, right, and alien abductions. So
it says that there have been many supernatural and religious explanations that incorporate Native American belief systems, which we know. There is no scientific basis for these theories, but they are still taken very seriously by the Native American populations as explanations on what happened to the missing settlers of Roanoke. They mainly revolve around Native American spirits that help explain away not only the behavior of the colonists before they disappeared, but also why the colonists disappeared without a trace. They believe, them being the Native Americans, in a wild spirit in the form of a beast called, talked about this, a Wendigo. When people resort to eating human flesh, as in the case of cannibalism, their bodies are taken over by a Wendigo. If the people of Roanoke resorted to cannibalism, then according to this belief, they are still alive, roaming the woods of North Carolina in the form of a Wendigo. We could go on and on, but that's basically what it is. So that's there you go. There's your little supernatural kind of angle.
It's been used in a lot of books and TV and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I think American Horror Story was the most recent, and it talked, and I think it delved into the witchcraft idea.
Oh, did it?
That's what it played on that angle.
We saw the first series.
I think Lady Gaga got to be like the main witch or whatever.
Oh, yeah, she was in it.
Right? As
yeah,
I recall.
Yeah, we only watched the first one. We loved it, and then we just never got into it after that.
I got people talking about Roanoke again, I think. I'm like, what's Roanoke, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about, I mean, I know we've done an episode on Wendigo, but I don't think I'm buying the Wendigo on this one. Now, no disrespect to the Native Americans, because they do believe it.
When do we go?
It's always one of us that has to. Anyway, who knows?
Some of the made-up stories go as far as, like, yeah, vampirism being part of this.
Okay, and I didn't...
Oh, you didn't go on that one?
No.
Oh, just
share the...
the vampires attacked, or the vampires had infiltrated the people and basically sucked their blood and got rid of their bodies.
I guess, yeah, they could kill them. Or they could just make them into vampires, and now they're, like kind of like the Wendigo, now they're running around as vampires.
I think that was connected with a doctor being part of that, and it's, I don't know, it's a little far-fetched, a little slightly far-fetched.
Mm. I'm sold. No, I'm just kidding.
You're sold.
It's vampires.
He might be the only
Nate
one.
Nate, want to do that? That's right. It's vampires. Dang it.
Vampires.
Yeah, people have gotten pretty crazy with it, because it's a fun story, and so you can take it 150 different
a fun story.
Ways. Yeah.
I think if you just throw everything out, or throw everything at it.
Except for the kitchen sink. We need that.
You know what? I'm thinking, could it be the kitchen sink? You
think they could have been the kitchen sink.
Suck them up in some, portal of hell. No. I don't know. Do you have any other theories that you guys, did you find any more that...
None that aren't completely
kind of
explained insane.
That, or could, yeah.
I know.
What kind of a
completely
theory?
Completely insane.
I read a thing about... You're nuts. Like they went on an expedition to harvest sassafras and, they all perished. While trying to get all that.
But then again, there's where they go.
Yeah.
Like, okay, there's got to be something left. I mean, I guess in 3 years, a lot could happen. But still, I mean, we're finding bones from years and years and years, centuries ago.
Yeah, you can normally, like, find
you're right.
Evidence, right?
Right. It just doesn't... Oh, man. One of the life mysteries.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know which one I buy.
What they can confirm is there's no bones and stuff at the colony site, so...
And there was no struggle, like a battle or a fight.
Nope.
So.
No duress is what they called it.
No duress.
They said the town was actually fortified.
Yes.
So
what the heck, right? That's why alien abduction makes the most sense. Bigfoot. Bigfoot, yeah.
Well, and I mean, what if they were captured as slaves and then maybe cannibalized and they did grind their bones in a...
It's so many... Some of this stuff could definitely intertwine. And,
I just don't know if the cannibalism is...
Be
the
overlapping... These theories could overlap. I think it's... So one of my questions...
I don't know.
One of my questions was, so why didn't they, like, search for them more? Like, what? Why not explore? Which this kind of makes a little bit of sense.
Right.
So White, when he came back and he found this writings in the tree, he was desperate to follow up on the clue carved in the tree, but was prevented from making a thorough search of the islands. His ship was threatened by a large oncoming storm, and the captain was eager both to escape that danger and to turn south and hunt for Spanish treasure ships. Of course, why not? Well, I don't think White really liked his family that much. White was forced to sail on, not knowing what had happened to his family and the other settlers. By the time of the next attempt of colonization in 1608, which was several years later, at Jamestown, the fate of the lost colonists had already become the stuff of legend. One of these legends had been told time and time again on the North Carolina Outer Banks, follows the sad, strange fate of the first English child born in the New World soil. According to the legend, Juan Chessy was fearful of the threat posed by the Englishmen and plotted with a nearby tribe to lead a sneak attack against the colonists, fleeing for their lives. The colonists were gathered together by Mantillo to escape and join his tribe. It was Eleanor Dare, the mother of Virginia, who had the foresight to carve their destination into a tree. She said, which she did with her husband lying dead of an arrow at the feet of her precious child clutched in her arms. But a good number of colonists did escape, and they lived peacefully with the Croatoan Indians, or Croton. Young Virginia Dare grew into a beautiful maiden whose natural grace and virtue made her an example to all who knew her, colonists and Indians alike. As she became a young woman, she naturally attracted the attention of suitors. Among these young men were the notable Alquisco and a jealous sorcerer named Chico. So Chico was the first to offer his hand.
Chico,
yeah, he's one of the Marx Brothers.
Chico or Checo?
I don't know.
Chico and the Man?
Chico
that
the
was a great show back in the
it might be Chico and the Man.
He died.
We'll say Chico and the Man was the first to offer his hand to the young Virginia Dare, but the maiden refused his advances. Enraged, he used his dark arts to curse the girl and transformed her body into that of a snow-white deer. The mysterious white doe was often seen on Roanoke, sadly walking through the now overgrown and decaying houses built by her people. The story of this beautiful, elusive creature soon spread to all tribes in the islands, and this is one of the most people still to this day supposedly
solved,
right? Is the white deer of Dare or whatever.
Deer.
Virginia Dare's white deer. Oh, Dare.
Deer.
Wait,
dare
no, I messed that up. Oh, dear.
On.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
Do you dare say a deer? Did it? Wait a minute. Or,
I don't know.
What is going on, Nate? Now I'm more confused.
So I don't know. I had to bring some
too
dark
many stories.
I had to bring some dark arts into it.
Do we
doe a
I
deer?
Think, I you want to hear my theory?
Yes.
I think the Titanic.
Whoa!
Ship, you know, sailed by, picked them up, and then then they perished on the Titanic. I mean.
You've got some dimensional shifts going on there.
Oh,
time warps.
Hold on.
You got that.
I'm
210, keeping that in together.
220 years away. Yeah. Or no, even farther than that.
Yeah.
I don't know,
what is
man.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe you.
I don't believe me either.
What? I don't know what else they could throw out as far as these theories like that. Because some of them sound like, okay, I could buy that. But
yeah,
then,
I mean, the simplest one is that they merged with
assimilation,
tribes. Yeah. Or the tribes were nice to them, got them to join them, and then killed them.
Ate them.
Yeah.
But after all these years,
I mean,
don't you think they would
right.
be able to show that? But, yeah, I agree with you. I think if there's going to be anything that makes any sense, it would be that, right?
Well, nothing makes sense, so they don't know exactly where to look to find bones and stuff.
And the best they can say is that is the most plausible. That really does make sense, but they can't say for sure.
Yeah,
they still can't
prove it.
Right. They could be a 99%, but like, still there's no record of it.
Still not sure.
And the whole crow and crow. I'm still that whole Croatoan thing, like with Poe and Earhart and all that. That's it's kind of crazy that they wrote or said that word and then they disappear. So like, what is up with that whole supernatural aspect?
What if it is quicksand?
You've opened up another can of worms.
Okay, so it says
it's very plausible. Nate's theory that needs to be added on Wikipedia.
Part two,
yeah.
Nate's theory.
This probably could have been a four-parter, honestly.
Jason Voorhees killed him and took him. No,
it'll get scary.
do we know if vigorous horny hedgehogs were around? I mean,
they might have.
You know, I mean, that's a whole different. I have no idea why I brought that up, but it's funny.
I don't
know. Well, I mean, if they're going in a circle, it create a vortex and
exactly, Nate. See, now you're jumping on board. You're with me.
They're sent to a different dimension.
My puzzle. I'm puzzled by this. My puzzler's puzzle.
You see where we're going?
No, I don't.
No,
I do think it. So
hey, it makes just as much sense as the other ones. You know,
since there's no
me and Todd are on the crazy train. Where are you at?
Toot toot.
Yeah,
I'm actually
join us.
I'm staying on the tracks this time. You guys are
it's fun.
veering to the right or left.
I've lost my mind.
You have. It's all right, though.
I've lost my marbles.
That's what happens doing this many episodes, right, in such a short period of time.
yeah, it does happen.
Okay. I think it's interesting, though, that like there are no other really hauntings or spirits
in
because
that area.
Who knows, except for the white deer / stag.
That is a deer, yeah.
That's enough, right?
I would love to go to that area, though.
Oh,
to see.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll figure it out.
To yeah, maybe we'll find them. Oh, yeah, there they are.
They're right there. One. Let's do a head count. And 121.
There you go. That's all right. Where you been? Just collecting fruit. No, I don't know.
They were pre-Donner, right? Donner.
Huh?
Donner, party of one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. Real quick, let's go around. What do you think's the most...
I agree with
you.
The assimilation.
You think it's the just kind of integrated into the tribe?
Yep. Because, I mean, it's been 3 years.
That and Bigfoot.
Like, he's not coming back.
Yeah.
We got to do something.
Yeah, I agree.
One vote for assimilation, one vote for Bigfoot.
Or they just up and went somewhere else. Maybe resources were getting thin.
You know, I'm thinking quicksand now since you brought it up.
Remember, they said they wouldn't have enough room on the ship to...
Well, not even a ship. Hike somewhere.
Hike somewhere. Yeah, that's a lot. Well,
I think they saw.
But just think of they didn't have like anything that they'd have to walk. They would have died, and then they would. Well, but then again, how much did they really search for them? Because they could have maybe trekked somewhere else, but didn't last long. And if they really would have switched for them, as I have a speech impediment, if they really would have, they might have found some bones or I don't know.
It's a weird one.
I'll go with the they're in the tribe.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. You know, whatever.
Maybe they saw voracious. How is it?
Vigorous.
Horny hedgehogs in quicksand, and they just couldn't take their eyes off of it, and they followed them into the quicksand.
And then it went to a portal.
Hey, if you guys are veering off the tracks, I thought, well, why not?
You know, Nate, he's making stuff up now.
Now
you can't believe anything.
Get back on track, right?
Sean, now you're getting ridiculous. Of course they wouldn't be vigorous horny hedgehogs in quicksand.
That's crop circles.
They went inside trees, and that was a portal.
There's
what's
a link.
Talking about quicksand?
It's a link.
We all know that horny hedgehogs don't go into quicksand. It's quicksand. No. Wow, we really got off.
We got off the beaten path. But
there you go. I have.
So
nothing
did the
to
lost
add.
Colony of Roanoke.
I have nothing else to add to this.
I don't either. I'm going to back away very cautiously.
Yep. Back
away. All right, it is time for middle-aged moment or middle-aged dark side.
Which is it? What could it be?
You know, it's kind of both. So I say that. Oh. I've said that before. But I'm gonna go with middle-aged dark side because of who it's by. But the first thing I want to do is give credit to C. Kevin Donegan. He is on our Facebook group.
Thank you.
And he sent me this song, and he's like, you guys should totally do this. So I am going to totally do this. And it is by Alice Cooper. We've brought Alice Cooper up a time or two or 12. He has a new song. Have you guys listened to this?
No.
It's called Don't Give Up. Mm-hmm. It's very much geared towards our current culture of people, unfortunately,
giving up.
Yeah. And so he doesn't want us to. So you should go listen to it. It's really good. He actually talks at the beginning and then he sings. So
nice.
The lyrics go, yeah, I know we're struggling right now. We all are in different ways. It's like a new world that we don't even know. It's hard to sleep, even harder to dream. But look, you got 7 billion brothers and sisters all in the same boat. So don't panic. Life has a way of surviving and going on and on. I'm going to skip all over this. We're not fragile and we sure don't break easy. You know, it's so hard to cope when you're just hoping there's hope. We're all hanging on by a thread. We're all staring at the razor's edge, but we're not going to step off the ledge. No. Our enemy is a cold, indiscriminate monster. It doesn't care if you're old or newborn. It exists to kill. You and I are nothing to it. It has no heart or soul or conscience. Do we fear it? Yeah. Do we cower before it? Hell no. We're the blood and guts human race, and we win. We will win. You know that it's right, so we just got to fight. Yeah, we're all hanging on by a thread. We're all staring at the razor's edge, but we're not going to step off the ledge. No, we're all hanging on by a thread. We're all staring at the razor's edge, but we're not going to step off the ledge. No. So, and it says, this is Alice Cooper in Detroit. Let's keep fighting. Don't give up. So that's when he first put that song on. But inspiring.
Yeah, it is.
This is, obviously the time that we all need it. So don't give up.
Be my
go out there and listen. That's good. There you go. Right. Oh, Alice.
Don't give up.
If you do. Wait a minute.
God bless him, though. It's a good message to put out there for him, right?
Or you could.
I love Alice don't give up.
You could become Miss Frankenstein. Yeah. Or, no, I like that.
Mixing stuff again, right?
Wait a minute. We're confused.
I think we're getting mixed up.
I have not heard that song, but I like the words.
Yeah. Go out there and listen to it. I promise you won't
pretty
be
good.
You won't be sorry. It is good. It's very good.
I like him, so I'm not surprised. It's a very good uplifting message. Well, he doesn't know me. he would, though. He
might
like me.
Oh, he might be a guest someday. You never know.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh.
Alice Cooper guest chat. I think there's a 0.00001%.
Don't say that.
Huh?
Don't say that, Vincini.
Hey, we got D.L. Merker on our show. So
I'm just going to have to go get myself another giant. Are you ready for the second part of the announcements?
Hold on. Let me check. Sure.
If we must.
Check. Sure, go ahead. Check. Jeez.
You have to, or they're not. Nate's coming after you. You have to. You must follow us on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. All of them.
Wow. You're throwing out there.
I'm throwing down the gauntlet.
Well, what? Sicking me after him.
Now, next thing you must do is email us at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's. You must listen to Tuesday Terrors from now on, and even the past ones, every Tuesday. Stop listening to them on Thursday. I'm watching them. They're very good.
He's a bully.
I am a bully right now. Watch this. Here I go. Give me the numbers. We are on all podcast apps to listen to. Uh-huh. Give us a 5-star rating and review. Here comes the bully again.
Yeah, and you better.
And you got to tell somebody you know. Word of mouth.
Or don't know, like I did. I don't know you, but hey, we do a podcast. It's called Millie Creeper.
I'm turning into Macho Man.
Oh, you want me to do my
Hulk
Macho
Hogan?
Man?
Please do.
I'm too tired to do it.
Too tired. Okay.
Ricky Steamboat. We sell merch.
We all do.
Dig it.
All right. We sell merch with our logo on it. The new logo out there.
Yeah, it's nice.
The OG, if we can. I don't know. We still do, maybe. I'm hiding behind my mic. Not sure.
It'd be a special order.
Special order.
$100 more.
We offer it because it's
cost
a pain.
Pain
in the, it's going to cost them.
Pain in the arse. We offer segment sponsorships, so email us if you are interested for more information.
Please do.
Yeah,
it just helps the show. It's just,
yes.
Or, and, you know, whatever. Good little shout
You're
out
like,
for
hey, whatever.
I mean, basically.
Whatevs.
Yeah.
I've had a good night with you guys. Is it okay that I end with that? I want to tell you that.
It was a good night.
I don't want to end.
Is this love
we're crazy,
that I'm feeling?
Oh, my
sorry.
Gosh.
I turned this awkward. Sorry.
You know,
I turned it to a different kind of creepy. We're middle-aged creepy. Let's just change it. Come on.
Whew. I mean, I like me some Whitesnake, but.
here I
is
go.
Is that it? Are you done?
Here I go again on my own. Yes.
Can I turn it over to my man?
Yes.
Our man?
Yes.
Nate?
Sure.
Okay. Nate.
Well, we got lost ourselves, I think. But. That's a wrap.
Understatement. truer words were never spoken. We did get lost a few times. Yeah, that's a good one. And you know what? Before
I know who,
or when, or where,
and how.
Before we sign off here, we have failed what, two or three times
at least. Jerry and Trace are going to be like,
that memory thing of middle
tragedy
age.
Tragedy of cinema are going to be like, guys.
So we wanted to say that, what was it, July 16th? So what?
Like last year?
Almost
no,
a month ago.
No,
so like 3 weeks ago.
It was this year.
We had the Hillbilly Horror Stories live show here in Indianapolis. Guys, could have been better.
So
I don't
fun.
Think so. I no, don't think
it was, so it was great.
With the Tragedy of Cinema guys, packed house. Lots of people there, food, fun, creepy stories. Look at all the people we met.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to explain it. It was an awesome, awesome night.
Yep.
Yep.
So,
the VFW, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the number, 90, I can't remember. Yeah, anyway.
Man, I have no idea.
Yeah. On South Lockburn. So I'll
I can make
street.
Something up, but I have no
yeah.
idea.
Yeah. They were awesome. Great place to have it. So, it was perfect, I think.
Yeah,
you know, everybody was in a great mood. It was just fun, and like I said, just people just kept coming and coming. I'm like, wow, just for us. I mean, I know not just for us, but
it totally blew my expectations.
Oh
out.
Yeah,
oh yeah. And then Nate, that's when you got your trophy. It was nice that James and Kyle presented you with the award, the trophy for being the
908.
908. Okay, I said okay.
That would have driven me.
VFW 908 on South Lockburn here in Indy.
You got it.
We had a blast, though. It was so fun. Everybody had a good time. I think Jerry's going to do it again next year,
mm-hmm.
and he wants us to be a part of it in the Tragedy of Cinema, which we are very happy to hear that he wants us back.
A lot of door prizes. That was fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun giveaways. My mom even won a T-shirt from the Tragedy of Cinema. She was all excited.
She did.
And we gave away a shirt. James's dad, he won the mug. And then a gentleman, I can't remember his name. I have it written down somewhere, but he won one of our T-shirts. And
mm-hmm.
We got all kinds of stuff. It was fun. It was just a fantastic night. And Jerry told us that when it's over, he goes, you're going to go home smiling. And, I think I smiled for about a week after. I'm like,
fun.
Really?
It was very fun.
So we wanted to mention thank you again to Jerry and Tracy for inviting us. And look forward to it next year.
Yes.
So we wanted to say that. So just 3 weeks late.
And Tragedy of Cinema podcast as well. Those guys are awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't forget to mention them. I mentioned them.
Oh, did you mention? I'm sorry. Well, I mentioned him again.
Is he listening?
Nah, he's on a different show.
Is he lost?
It's
like the Roanoke colony?
My bedtime is in 3 minutes. So
okay. Well, no, anyway, we just want to mention that. So thank you. Yeah. And whoever went out, if you're out there and you went to it, thank you.
Yeah. It was fun.
And if you did not, go next year. Go.
Nate's coming after you.
Yeah, we're going to send him. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming.
Write this stuff down.
He'll be there in 10 minutes.
It's hypothetical, but I'm coming after you.
It's not going to happen, but hey. Okay, so did you already give the rap?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. He
right.
did, yeah.
That's right.
20 minutes ago.
I know. I'm like.
The lost rap of Nate.
let me write some lyrics. I'll give you a rap.
My mind's lost. Okay, anyway, we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to episode number 76 on our discussion of the Lost Colony of Roanoke, which was very interesting and fun. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, award-winning sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy.